翻开耶稣亚记第二十一章。
Let's open to the book of Joshua, chapter 21. Verse 44 to verse 45.
纵然耶和华知道以色列啊未来的光景。
Because the Lord knew what was going to happen to the Israelites.
啊，未来的那个悖逆的那个光景。
Their rebellion.
他也不会不舍得把他的恩典留给现代的。
So he also wants to give his grace to the people today.
我们从44节到45节，我们就可以看出来。
From verse 44 or verse 45, you can see this.
我们一起来读二三，请耶和华照着他们列祖起誓所应许的话，使他们尽心尽力，他们一切仇敌中没有一人在他们面前站立得住。耶和华把一切仇敌都交在他们手中。耶和华应许赐福给以色列家的话，一句话也没有落空，都应验了。同样，神对我们的应许也一句话都没有落空。
In the same way, Amen. Lord, His good promises to us also never failed.
纵然应许有时候会延迟。
So maybe the promises are delayed.
那么延迟呢，并不是神延迟了。
It's not God was slow.
这个延迟呢，是我们不敢进来。
It's because of our fear not to grab on the promise.
或是我们的生命里面还没调试完全。
Or maybe our life is not complete.
我们的信仰的那个程度还没到那样。
Maybe our faith has not reached the level.
所以当我们把神把应许早早在2000年前借着耶稣基督就已经把他要赐给我们。
God already through his son Jesus Christ 2000 years ago gave us all these promises.
等候我们的生命里面成长去领受神的应许。
Waiting on us for our life to grow to receive these promises.
当然应许我们看以色列在领受应许的时候有种种的困难跟难阻。
Of course we see through the Israelites that when they try to receive the promises they have to go throughobstacles and problems.
这个困难跟难阻也是来自于他们一些里面的这些闲杂人。
Well, some of these obstacles is because of the idle people around them.
或是他们在埃及的那一些习惯。
Or maybe the customs they had in Egypt.
他们要敬拜神，他们要改变他们在这一个埃及的习惯。
So when they worship God, they want to use their ways in Egypt.
神把这个律法书给赐下来。
God gave us these books of law.
使我们能够按着神的话语往前行。
That we move forward by the word of God.
当我们看到我们有时候会有一些不知道怎么样敬拜的方法。
So sometimes we don't know how to worship.
但神会借着他的话语一直来告诉我们。
But God will use his word to tell us.
使我们走在神正确的道路上。
So we walk on the right path.
只要我们按照神的话语而行，
as long as we walk according to his word,
坚定的相信，
and firmly believe,
神的话一句也不落空，
none of his words will fail.
这个是神给我们的应许，
this is God's promise to us.
那接下来的是我们生命的跟上，
so secondly is our life needs to keep up.
啊，不是我们的神不愿意把这些工作给我们，
it's not that God is not willing to give us these works.
那么我们特别是想到整个现状跟事实。
So we look about the reality and the circumstances.
这是我们在看整个出埃及记里面给我们看到的一些很重要的逻辑。
This is the logic that we see in the book of Exodus.
第一个就是现实是这样。
So one is that the reality is this.
现状是不改变的。
And the circumstances do not change.
因为这个现状是神的创造跟计划。
The circumstances are God's creation, His plan.
那么这个计划里头不改变的时候，
When the plan is unchangeable,
我们怎么有神给我们的信心去承接这个现状？
So how do we receive faith from God to come into this circumstances?
当我们说我们不看环境不看人，不看环境。
So we talk about not by sight, not looking at environments or people.
意思呢不是说我们不看环境不看人。
It doesn't mean that we don't actually look at the circumstances and the people.
我们是超越了那个环境，超越那个人的想法。
So we surpass the people and the circumstances and their thinking.
我们处在这个世界上一定会看到环境，看到人。
So when we live in this world, we'll see circumstances and the people in it.
哎呀，看到股票狂跌，我们可能有人玩股票，心里就会怎么样，毛毛的。
So for those people who play the stocks, the stock crashes, of course, in their hearts, they will be grieved.
哎呀，那一天这个两会温家宝讲到 7.5 的时候，哇，不得了，隔天就狂泻了。
So they talk about the earthquake was 7.5 scale. That the problem, they crashed, their hearts were melted.
环境是存在的。
So the environments may still be here.
可能正要往一个工作走的时候，突然间这一个很多的不预期的这个效应出现。
So maybe in the toward the our goal, there are all these problems that appear.
如何让我们超越的眼光，在这个环境里面能够超越？
So how do we receive this vision above to fly over to us, overcome them?
然后才用我们的感觉。
Then we use our feelings.
有了信心以后，才有我们的感觉。
After we have received faith, then we have our own feelings.
所以神绝对不是要抹灭我们的感受。
So God is not trying to completely cover all our feelings.
神是要把我们的感受放在一个最好的地方。
So God wants to put our sentiments in the best place.
你这样有超越的眼光的信心来看这个环境。
So when you have this surpassing vision over the environment,
总然在苦难当中你也享受到神赐给你的平安。
So you even receive the peace from God in tribulation.
这是你的感受。
This is your sentiment.
神要你的感受是总然在苦难当中你也可以享受神给你的世境平安。
So what is it God gives you is this perfect sentiment. Even in suffering, you have this peace from God.
那我们人的感受是什么呢？
But what's man's sentiment?
我们第一个先把环境看出来说感受在先。
Then we look at the environment, we have received this feeling first.
然后用信心。
And then we use faith.
然后改变环境。
Want to change the environment.
你有没有发现？
Have you noticed?
感受在先。
You need to feel first.
哎呀，环境是可能预期到这样。
So they say that this is probably going to happen.
那么要求神给我们的信心。
And they want to ask God for faith.
来改变这个环境。
To change the environment.
那这其实是我们自己的想法。
This is our own thinking.
圣经里面给我们看到的不是这样。
This is not what God what Bible shows us.
第一个事实，第二个信心，第二个感受。
So first is reality. Second is faith, and then third sentiment.
这个次序的排列是不改变的。
The order of these are unchanged.
你也不能把信心放在前面。
You cannot put faith first.
因为呢，信心摆在前面，那个信心是从哪里来的呢？
So when you put faith first, where does that faith come from?
啊，所以我们要很清楚，神的话既是不落空。
We know that the words of God will not fail.
我们就应该有神给我们的悟性来领受这一些神的话语。
So we should have understanding from God to receive His words.
我们看22章第10节。
Let's look at chapter 22, verse 10.
这个是一个很重要的政坛的风波。
This is an important problem when the altar was built.
22章第十节，我们来读二战
经。
耶和华人加伯人和马拉基半部分的人到了靠近约旦河的
加
南
人，
就在约旦河那里筑了坛。
Jordan,
那坛看着
高大。Jordan,
那坛看着高大。我们就看到啊，那坛呢？看着高大。
That was an imposing altar.
我们已经记住了，《生命记》里面已经告诉我们。
We remember that in the Book of Numbers, it told us.
到所应许的地方去的时候。
When you go to the land of promise.
这个筑祭坛。
This altar.
一定要什么？用没有这个铁削过的石头。
Cannot be built up with tools of iron.
哎呀，这个石头这里出一块，不能放在不平，就把削平。
So you can because the stone is uneven, you cannot use iron tools to make it even.
不行的，是要原来的。
It has to be original.
不经过人工的。
You not go through the handicraft of man.
凸出来再找另外一块。
So if it sticks out, you need to find another one.
找到合适的。
You need to find the appropriate one.
所以筑一个坛是不容易的。
So it's not easy to build an altar.
不但讲到筑坛。
Not only talking about building an altar.
它不能用过没有这个不能用过那个铁器削过的。
Can I use the iron tools on them?
还讲到在哪一个地方筑坛都有神他的定义。
So every place that you build an altar has got a determination of what is determined by him.
不能随便筑坛。
You cannot just build altar anywhere.
谁去筑，谁去做这个工作，这个是要有神他的旨意的。
Wherever this person built and the location is God's will.
因此以色列人才那么生气冲过来啊。
That's why the Israelites were so upset. He came over.
因为他们在这个里面，他们已经学了一些这一个教训。
Because they already learned these lessons in them.
从他们的话语我们就知道。
From their words we know.
因为一个人的小小事情是整个以色列受害。
Because a small thing that somebody did, it affects the whole Israel.
特别他们也提到亚干的问题。
You talk about the problem with Achan.
所以他们拿这个地将第四节来质问这几族的人。
So that's why they came to question in verse 10.
因此呢，我们就看到在这里面差点产生一个这个兄弟戏强的一些问题。
So it almost came to war among brothers.
因此我们从这里面我们学到什么样子的一个立场。
So what did we learn from this?
我们看到的他们把事情解释清楚。
Because they explain things clearly.
他们盖这个坛这么高大，为的是要什么？做一个见证用的，不是要献祭的。
That this altar, this imposing altar they built was not for burning sacrifices, but rather as a testimony, a witness.
这个呢，虽然是好意。
Although it was a good will.
那么这个见证，这个见证的正坛虽然是好意。
Even though building this altar, a witness is a good will.
但是处理不当的时候，就造成很大的问题。
But when it was not done appropriately, it creates problem.
给我们的警示是什么呢？
So what does it give us?
有时候好意不见得是神的旨意。
So sometimes your good will is not God's will.
我们要很清楚在这一个里面，这个正堂后来呢，有没有成为他们的偶像呢？
So we got to think and reflect whether this altar later become their idol.
圣经上虽然没有记载。
Even though it was not recorded in the Bible.
但我们有一些证据可以看到这个以弗德后来就成为以色列的偶像。
So we remember that the ephod later on became Israel's idol.
穿的那一件袍子。
That the robe they put on.
到了天主教的时候。
When it came to Catholicism.
这个圣品人，然后圣品物啊，更是流行。
So the relics of the holy people and the holy relics became even more hot trend.
当我们看到我们在嘲笑佛教在迎接那个佛雅的时候。
So when we laugh at the Buddhists when they use their idols and their worship,
基督教在那个地方就嗤之以鼻。
So they were laughing at them.
那我们却没有想过。
But we never reflect.
在十几世纪的时候，他们把这一个供奉呢，跟这个他们有什么差别
？So centuries ago, it's really not different from the Buddhists.
因此人的那个敬拜。
So that's why men's worship.
经常是怎么样想要看得见的东西。
They want to worship things that they can see.
为什么天主教会有圣品人、圣品物
？So why the Catholicism has a relics, holy relics?
那么特别还要像怎么样？可以向彼得祷告，可以向玛利亚祷告。
And they could pray to Peter and to Mary.
这一些呢，都是怎么样把人把它当成一个圣人
？It's because they treat men as holy men.
那么这个圣人呢？我们在圣经里面的圣徒的观念不是这个观念。
But in the Bible, when you talk about saints, it's not this concept.
不是可以让人膜拜的观念。
It's not something that the people can idol worship.
众圣徒，这个讲到这个众圣徒，就表示在耶稣基督里称义的人。
All saints refer to those people who are justified in Jesus Christ.
因此呢，他们要做这个见证的正坛的时候。
So when they're going to build this altar of witness.
意思是要让他们的子孙知道，这一边也是我们的弟兄姐妹。
Just let them know that this side also are their brothers and sisters.
那么这个是成为一个见证。
This is a witness.
我想这个有需要吗？
Do we need this?
一个标的在那个地方。
And this is a landmark.
什么很多人都会用一个标的，一个碑在那个地方。
People use landmarks or some kind of sign.
那么那个碑里面呢，常常那个标的那个碑后来都变成什么？变成膜拜的对象。
So unfortunately, some of these landmarks later on became a places of worship.
中国有很多的那一些古迹啊，那一些地方啊，那个墓碑如果到现在还盖的那个很好的碑，这样子都什么样？旁边都插了好几炷香。
So you can see that in China, there are many places that have monuments that they become places of worship with incense around them.
这是因为人看不到神，想要一个看得见的物来作为一个依靠。
It's because men want to see something that they can see as a trust or faith.
因此呢，我们看到这个政坛里面差点发生一些风波。
So this altar almost created a big problem.
就讲到说以前我们拜巴利的事情，你忘了吗
？So they told him you forgot when we worship Baal.
这个是在民数记二十五章里面那种惨痛的经验。
This is in Numbers chapter 25 that he remembered well.
那么他慢慢的解释，在这个里面他是要做一个政坛用的。
So they gradually explained that this altar was to be used as a witness.
圣坛的最主要是合一。
So the purpose of the altar is for unity.
那一个合一应该在神的话语里面的合一。
The unity should be in the word of God.
就这个圣坛有没有发生果效啊
But did it also have any effect?
没有
effect? No, it had no effect.
那个合一的果效没有发生出来。
The unity didn't come about.
当四世纪的时候，你就可以看到。
You can see in the book of Judges.
以色列当中没有王。
And there was no king in Israel.
以色列当中不尊耶和华为王。
They did not honor the Lord as their king.
这样解释你就明白，他不是说以色列当中没有像四各国一样有王在带领他们。
So this way you understand, it's not that they didn't have king like other nations. That
没有王，没有以耶和华为王。
Because they didn't honor the Lord as the king.
那么他没有连接在神的律法上的时候，他们怎么能合一呢？
So if they are not connected in the laws of the Lord, how can they be united?
神既然把律法书赐下来的时候，那一个是一个合一很重要的方法。
So when God gave this book of law, it's a very important way for unity.
很可惜，现在很多的人都喜欢怎么样一种啊，这一种表象的合一。
So sadly, now people want to use a symbolism in their unity.
哎呀，我们一起去办一个布道会啦。
Let's have a some kind of meeting.
办一个音乐会啦。
Or maybe music meeting.
啊，就召集众弟兄姐妹。
And call brothers and sisters.
然后呢，办一个布道会。
And then they have some kind of revival meeting.
好多的教会一起参加。
And a lot of churches gather together.
那么偶尔办办一个圣会也是不错的。
It's good that we have a holy assembly. It's pretty good.
这有多大的效果呢？
But how much effectiveness is there?
有多少人带回去在教会里面牧养，他们能够成功的呢？
So those people they went, were they able to shepherd successfully in the church?
我们看到，如果不参加，就不叫不合一了。
So we see that people who didn't go would consider rejection of unity.
那么这些活动都是一些机构在办。
All these activities are actually done by organizations.
他们的一个诉求就像跟政坛一样。
So what they are seeking is sort of like this altar.
是好意。
They have goodwill.
教会的连接。
And a connection or unity of churches.
这个跟以色列人他们当时的风波是一样。
This is the same as what happened to the Israelites then.
连接应该在神的律法上的连接。
The unity should be in the law of the Lord.
当我们在讲合一的时候，在真理上的合一。
So we talk about unity should be the unity in the truth.
不是制度上的合一。
It's not the unity of systems.
不是办活动上的合一。
It's not the activity in unity.
不是思想跟观念的合一。
It's not mind and thought in unity.
而是我们在共有一个圣经里面的真道上来合一。
But it's in the truth of the Bible that we united.
这才能够住在我们的里头。
Then we can have the Lord in us.
我们在主里头。
And we are in the Lord.
主跟父也在一起。
Just the Son and the Father are together.
这一种是真理的合一。
This is the unity in truth.
因此呢，我们要真实的合一是在真理上，而不是在一个有形的物质上面。
So when we united, it's in the truth. It's not in some kind of a physical object.
很可惜，这些人他们想要怎么样弄一个有形的证据。
Sadly enough, they want to have some kind of physical evidence.
差一点引起战，大战。
Almost created a big war.
还没有这个完全得到未得之地就开始内讧了。
So even before they received this land of promise, there was internal conflict.
这一个差一点点有发生这样的问题。
And suddenly, almost this came about.
因此呢，我们就看到这一个好意呢，我们一定要很小心。
So that's why we have to be very careful about goodwill.
这个我的好意啊
，and my goodwill.
要给人的时候
，to give to people.
我们要思考一下。
We need to think twice.
因为呢，会不会造成人家的麻烦
？Would it create problems for others?
好意啊，好东西啊，给人家造成人家麻烦，怎么会呢
？You think, oh, this is a good thing for others. Why would it be a problem?
啊，我这个看过一个妈妈对一个小孩子非常好。
I saw a mother who was very dear to the son or the daughter.
这是给我们一个教育啊。
Now, this is something to teach us.
那么，哎，他的妈妈呢？这个看到这个老妈妈对这个孩子非常好，哎，很欢喜。
And we saw this. I saw this child. Mom was very.
我的孩子有很多人喜欢，当然我很高兴啊。
Very loving. So the child has a lot of good things. Of course, we are very happy for them.
但是呢，有一次呢，我就看到啊，这个妈妈呢，不好意思的这个在那个地方使了一些脸色。
So one time I saw this mother, was ashamed of doing something.
因为另外那个妈妈呢，很爱这个小孩。
Because the other mother really loved this child.
那么爱她小孩的时候，她当然就会。很好的东西给他吃。
Of course, we give the child very good things to eat.
那么呢，怎么样呢？啊，刚刚看他醒过鼻涕以后呢，啊
，After she saw him blow the nose,
他就把那个很好吃的这个泥枣糕剥起来，啊啊，给你吃。他妈妈看到了，啊
，And so she have a cake that she bit off and gave it to the child.
那怎么办呢
？His mom saw that.
那 妈妈就忍着啦。
So the mother actually endured this.
那我看到的时候，我想跑笑着想说啊，这个怎么？我们总是觉得我们的手很干净嘛，对不对？
So we always think that our hands are very clean.
大概我们整个人成为圣洁以后，鼻涕也蛮圣洁的。
So when we become sanctified, even our runny nose is clean.
啊，手是最脏的东西。
Hand is the dirtiest place.
我们如何啊，把好意让人家的时候，那是不是让人家觉得是一种负担呢？
So our good intentions may become a burden to others.
正谈呢，好意。
So this altar is a good intention.
我们要很小心，在这个政坛上会不会造成不正确的一个方式。
So we need to be careful about this imposing altar.
难道神的那部律法在我们的生命当中不能够成为合一的方向
？So that the laws of decrees become our goal of unity.
耶稣基督的真理不能使我们成为合一的方向。
And Jesus Christ's truth becomes our unity.
需要外界人为的东西来作为一个连结。
Do we need anything from outside to become to use to connect?
那一个环扣竟然需要我们人所创造出来的一个政坛吗
？So do we need something that's handcrafted by man to build an imposing altar?
耶稣雅记第二十三章第九节。
In Joshua chapter 23 verse 9.
到第十一节是。
To verse 11.
又给我们一个很好的应许。
It's a good promise God gave us.
当然也有很好的提醒。
Of course, it's also reminded
us. 我们一起来读一遍。
Let's read together.
因为耶和华已经把又大又强的国民从你们面前赶出，直到你没有一人在你面前站得住。你们一人必追赶牵着，因耶和华你们神照他所应许的为你们征战，你们要分外谨慎，爱耶和华你们的神。好，这里面给我们一个很大的应许，一人必追赶千人。
This is a great promise. One of you will rout a thousand.
因为耶和华我们的神啊，照他的应许为我们征战。
The Lord our God fights for us as he promised、
啊、你把这句话放在你很醒目的地方天天读。
So you put this word, some word that you see every day, read it daily.
这个应许我们靠能力是没有办法领受的。
So this promise is by our might, we will not be able to receive.
在耶稣雅记里面给我们看到，那一些田地都不是你种的。
So we see in Book of Joshua, all those lands is not you cultivated.
那葡萄园也不是你摘的。
And the grapevines were not planted by you.
能把他们这个强敌赶出去，也不是我们的力量。
In able to drive these strong enemies is not because by our might.
是神他的工作。
It's because God's work.
那今天就问题来了。
So then the problem comes.
我们所做的这个是不是神的应许
？So whatever we do is God's promise.
如果不是神要给我们的应许
，It's not from God's promise.
你就把这句话嘛贴在。你想要的那个应许里面，那完全错误了。
So then you put this verse on whatever you're doing, then it's wrong.
就会反产生很大的这个错误，就是神不是应许我一人追赶千人吗
？Then you consider, and God promised you to rout a thousand.
啊，不是应许为我们征战吗
？Then he promised to fight for us.
那这个时候我们应该反思过来。
Then we need to reflect on this.
他说你要分外谨慎。
He said you have to be very careful.
爱这个东西过于爱神吗
Do you love this thing over your God?
你要分外的谨慎
You have to be very careful
为什么神没有为我征战呢
Why God didn't fight for me?
莫非这不是神要给我的应许
Unless this is not God's promise
退一步你就海阔天空
So when you step back you'll be able to cross over
可是我们、啊、不喜欢我们很喜欢卯着劲往里面冲
But we really want to go full force forward
不是神的应许，也要搞成神的应许这样子。
Even though it's not God's promise, we want you to make it into God's promise.
啊，这个呢，就是怎么样，人的错误。
This is man's mistakes.
那么，我们也看到以色列当中
，We see among the Israelites,
他们进到迦南地的时候
，When they come upon the land of Canaan,
神给他们这个应许
，God gave them these promises.
但是呢，他们看到这些迦南人，他们不想赶嘛。
And when they saw the Canaanites, they did not want to drive them out.
最后呢？他们让他留在这个迦南地里面。
They let him remain in the land of Canaan.
那么神也许可了。
And God allowed it.
那神许可里面就讲上一，他早就讲了一个但书了。
So in what he said something when he allowed things.
你们如果按照他们留下来学习他们的风俗习惯。
So if you let them remain alive and you follow their
拜他们的偶像
and worship their idols
这一些事情都会成为你们的基建成为你们的网罗
all these will become your snares and your traps
果然如此在 四世纪里面这就发生了。
So it became fulfilled in the book of Judges.
因此呢，我们应该要分外的谨慎。
So we have to be very careful.
我们应该要多方的感受到我们在应许上面。
So we need to be careful when we receive in the promise.
神只是应许这个要给我们的，我们只要勇敢的去拿的时候，神必为我们征战。
If God promises you this, you just use your courage to receive it, and God will fight for you.
首先，在圣经里面，所有神要我们行的旨意跟应许，我们先去做吧。
So first, the words and it's things that He wants you to do, just do it.
我们很多的时候哈、啊，神已经给我们的应许，我们不做。
Oftentimes, the promises God already give us in the Bible, we don't do.
我们想要的是神特殊的应许给我们。
What we want is extra promise, special promises.
的确有哈、啊。
Of course, there are.
的确有神特殊的应许。
Of course, there are special promises from God.
特殊的应许是从普遍的应许产生的。
They start from general promises first.
我们能够把普遍的应许，圣经里面神给我们的应许，我们先守住的时候。
So if we can keep the promises of God that are in the Bible first.
世界上地上万物哪一样东西不是神的
So is there something in earth and in heaven that is in God's hand?
只不过是不是给你就是了
The question is it's for you or not
这个就是神的应许
Now this is God's promise
这一些呢都是怎么样我们应该要很小心的
So this is things that we have to be very careful
24章第19节
In chapter 24 verse 19
我们一起来读二三请耶稣亚对百姓说你们不能侍奉耶和华因为他是圣洁的神是祭邪的神并不赦免你们的过犯罪恶、啊、这句话是耶稣要给他们泼冷水
So this is Joshua put a cold water on them
从24章15节你看起的时候你就知道
From chapter 24 from starting verse 15 on you say
如果你们侍奉耶和华为不好的话呢
If you serve the Lord and seems undesirable to you,
你们今日就可以选择侍奉你们想要侍奉的神了、
啊。Then you can choose whom you want to serve.
啊，百姓说：“哎呀，不会的，我们断不会离开神，离弃去侍奉别的神。”
Then the people answer, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods."
发现这句话跟这个当时耶稣基督这个要上十字架的时候。
So have you noticed this word? It's just like when Jesus was about to go on the cross.
主啊，我纵然与你同死，我也愿意。
So Peter said that I'm willing to go to die with you.
那种场景是非常相像的。
So this is very similar.
这时候的百姓也是啊，在这个感恩当中，因为神真的为他们赶出很多的这个大的强敌。
And these people were very thankful because God truly drove out the strong enemies.
以至于呢，他们说不会的，我们怎么样？我们一定不会放弃的。
And they said, "Far be it from us to forsake."
因耶和华我们的神把我们从列祖的埃及为奴之家领出来。
It was the Lord our God who brought us out from and our fathers from out of Egypt.
在我们的眼前呢，行了一些大的神迹。
And He performed those great signs before our eyes.
在我们所行的道上所经过的诸国都保护了我们。
He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we've traveled.
讲了一些很富贵堂皇的话语。
He spoke very honorable and majestic words.
耶稣要给他泼了一个冷水。
And yet Joshua put a cold water on them.
就像耶稣基督跟彼得讲。
Just like Jesus said to Peter.
鸡叫一些，你要三次不认我。
The crow will crow three times and you will.
彼得当然不相信了，这不可能，我这个人那么讲义气的人。
Peter said, No, I'm a righteous person.
很多我们的情感虽然很丰富。
Sometimes even though we are full emotions
遵守神的方法遵行神的路不能靠你的感情丰富
So to obey ways of God you cannot use your emotions
感情丰富呢只是一下子而已
That emotions are temporary
那真正的真理的时候碰到很多的问题的时候啊，是任何的大水也浇不熄的
So whatever problem comes and you have to stand in the truthIs that water that can extinguish?
这个耶稣亚说，百姓对百姓说，你不能侍奉耶和华。
So Joshua said to the people, "You're not able to serve the Lord."
他是圣洁的。
He's holy.
是祭邪的。
He's a jealous God.
必不赦免你们的过犯罪恶。
He will not forgive your rebellion, your sins.
当我们看到整个的以色列往后面走的时候
，We see as the Israelites move forward later on.
我们就看到耶稣亚的一个属灵的卓见。
So we see that Joshua's spiritual
我们看到耶稣亚里面在讲一些预言。
We saw that Joshua prophesied.
当然，他也从摩西的身上领受到。
So he also received from Moses.
他带领这边百姓的时候，他也知道。
So when he led this people, he knew.
人的生命里面呢，经常是这样起起伏伏。
That the lives of men are like this, up and downs.
唯有谦卑顺服。
Only humility and obedience.
我们以为我们有多大的力量可以顺服吗？
You think you have how much mind you have to obey?
顺服是因为有信心才产生的顺服。
So you're able to obey because you have faith that gives you power.
信心的来源从神的话语。
But the faith comes from the word of God.
那个话在我们的里头已经搅决过了。
So this word of God already been tried.
已经去读过了。
We already read.
而且呢，慢慢的呢，我们明白神的话语。
And we understand the word of God.
我们也愿意去装备了。
And we're willing to be equipped.
这个时候呢，圣灵就透过曾经读过的话语显明给我们看。
And then the Holy Spirit used the word that we have read to show us.
所以我们如何谦卑呢？
So how do we be humble?
我们如何在一个教导下面慢慢成长？
How do we just submit to the teaching and grow?
主日学也好，
maybe Sunday school.
让我们在每一堂的讲道也好，
or maybe every sermon.
我们如何抓住神给我们的话语？
How do we grab onto the word of God?
礼拜天的讲道。
Sunday's sermon.
如何做笔记？
How to take notes?
我要跟人一对一。
I want to share one to one with others.
这一个是我顺服的开始。
This is the beginning of my obedience.
因为神的话语渴慕叫我能够顺服。
Because I thirst for the word of God that you make me obedient.
当你越做笔记的时候，
the more notes you take.
你要与弟兄姐妹分享你所得到的。
You need to share with the brothers and sisters what you receive.
那个是有个预备的心。
This is requires a hard preparation.
没有预备的，那就是这个啊，反正有每周神的话嘛，都有一些重点给我们看。
So some people say, oh, there's a weekly bulletin on the Word of God.
那我就从重点里面来回忆一下。
And I'll use these main points to reflect.
那一天我听到什么重点
？Whatever the points that I heard.
人的记忆是有限的。
But man's memory is limited.
人的记忆常常都是一切断的。
So also, it's not complete.
写下来你就啊，那一天我写下来是这个。
So what you write down, then you remember what.
为什么那一天我会有这种感动呢
？You ask yourself, how come I had such a move in me?
当你有顺服预备的心的时候
，So when you have an obedience and
人就把那一天感动你的灵，再次的感动你。
God will use the same spirit to move you again.
以至于你当跟人一对一的时候
，So when you share one to one with others,
就不一样。
Then it will be different.
因为你有预备。
Because you are prepared.
因为你有谦卑跟顺。
Because you have obedience and faithfulness.
我们求神帮助我们。
That may the Lord help us.
这段话不是泼冷水。
This word that by Joshua.
这段话是给我们谨慎，分外的谨慎。
It's not to pour cold water on us, but to make us be extra careful. To love the God, our God.
一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
是能力给我们。
May you give us power.
当我们遵行你话语的时候，
so we obey your word,
让我们越谦卑顺服。
Let's be more humble and obey.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
你与我们同在。
You will be with us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.